Random House Audio presents Half a Life, a memoir by Darren Strauss. This is Darren Strauss. Half my life ago, I killed a girl. I had just turned 18, and when you drive a new post-adolescence, you drive with friends. We were headed to shoot a few rounds of putt-putt. It was May 1988. The breeze did its open window work on the hair behind my neck and ears. We had a month before high school graduation. I was at the wheel. Up ahead on the right shoulder, a pair of tiny bicyclists bent over their handlebars. The horizon was just my town's modest skyline, done in watercolors. We all shared a four-lane road. The bicycles traveled in the same direction as my car, bare legs pedaling under a long sky. I think I fiddled with the radio. "Hey, what song is this? So turn it up." Then one of the bike riders did something. I remember only that, a glitch on the right. My Oldsmobile stayed in the far left lane. After a wobble or two, the bicyclist eased a wheel into the road, maybe 30 feet away. My tires lapped up the distance that separated us. Next, the bicycle made a crisp turn into the left lane and my sudden car. Dark blonde hair appeared very clearly in my windshield. I remember a kind of mechanical curiosity about why this was happening and what it might mean. This moment has been for all my life a kind of shadowy giant. I am able, tick by tock, to remember each second before it. Radio, friends, thoughts of mini-golf, another thought of maybe just going to the beach, the distance between car and bicycle closing. Anything could still happen. But I am powerless to...